News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sex work should be legalised because those involved are providing a service. So says the Independent Ireland Party leader, Michael Collins, the Cork South West TD, in an interview with Hot Press magazine. Kate McGrew, sex worker and activist, joins us now. Kate, what do you make of Michael Collins' intervention?
Well, in this particular case, it's in line with health and human rights organisations worldwide. And sex workers ourselves, what we advocate for is decriminalization, and that's based on evidence and our lived experience towards better outcomes, regards to better protections. And this would be via labor rights that are afforded all other workers, for example, the ability to unionize.
You're aware of the arguments against legalizing prostitution, that it doesn't actually control it. It's a gift to traffickers. It increases the industry. It increases the number of girls and women who are trafficked.
So this evidence about decriminalization being the best legislation, you know, organizations that support it are Amnesty International, that's the World Health Organization. It's the Global Alliance Against the Traffic of Women. For traffickers, a black market is an ideal setting because in that case, workers don't have anybody but criminals to interact with. So what we advocate for would be workers having legal alternatives, vetted spaces and recourse to justice. And then for workers to have more connection with authorities and support services above board.
Yeah, but the argument, the counter argument would be in countries where it has been legalized, actually, those things haven't happened. It hasn't been particularly safe for workers. It hasn't led to a reduction in trafficking. It hasn't taken it out of the shadows. You still have pimps, for the want of a better word. You still have people manipulating vulnerable women who are trafficked.
Unfortunately, in every industry, trafficking occurs on the far end of exploitation. It's a horrific thing that occurs. What we look towards is being able to open the channels with police, authorities, support services, etc., as they've done in places like New Zealand, where they have this sort of flexible legal model that is decriminalization, where there are reports of people, workers going to police there for support and for safety, and there's not evidence of the sex industry having, you know, seen a big boom in these countries.
Is it not more than just the far end of the industry? Is it not the majority of women in many countries that are trafficked for prostitution?
No, you can look at research from, there's a man called Nick Mai, for example, M-A-I, and his research will tell you that there are about, it's roughly around 6 to 12% of people in the industry would be suffering that kind of exploitation. And obviously, we would be seeking through these legal avenues and models to make that as small and smaller as possible of numbers.
Yeah, because that figure sounds extraordinarily low to me.
Well, then I will send it to you.
And oh no, sorry, I'm not doubting the research exists, and I'm not doubting what you're saying. I'm just saying there would be other people I would imagine who have studied this sector who would say the figure is quite a bit higher than that.
Well, we can go back and forth like this, but I can show you the evidence that suggests otherwise. You know, even in my work as director of Sex Workers Alliance for 6 years, I was obviously on the ground, and I'm still on the ground talking to sex workers throughout the industry. And so we see what people's situations are, and we know what improves situations for them. And it's legal alternatives. It's resources outside of the industry. And it's generally being able to interact with people in a more transparent setting.
What about the more general argument that prostitution is ultimately exploitative and we shouldn't be legalizing or regulating something that ultimately at the end of the day is about a man, in the vast majority of cases, a man exploiting a woman's body?
People might not want to hear it, but this is work that does suit some people. We have had a lot of workers that came to us, and they would have ended up working in the sex industry out of hospitality or domestic work situations that they did find far more exploitative, including sexual harassment in those settings. So, pardon me, we understand that people have this sort of scared feeling looking in on our lives. But what is more important is that we be able to speak to you about what would improve situations for us. And it is definitely not making a black market even bigger, which this criminal law that we currently have does and has done and will continue to do. We have a law that has further criminalized our work and our clients. And within that time, we've seen violence increase and we've seen increased distance between workers and guardie, et cetera. It's the opposite of what sex workers want. It's the opposite of what we need to be safe and to be heard and for people to understand why we do the work that we do.
Final question. Ultimately, though, is it not the case that, the vast majority of women who enter prostitution do so out of desperation, not out of choice? Or worse, exploitation and trafficking, not out of choice.
Right. These are very appealing arguments to people because they are emotive and oversimplistic. And so what we would be able to yearn for is to be able to describe to you what our situations really are like, and that people are making decisions sometimes with little to no other options, but we need to be able to describe to you what our relationship to the work is like and what would improve it, and also what would mean, what it would look like for us to not do the work should we choose to do other kinds of work. Do you see what I'm saying there?
I do. And we appreciate you taking our call this morning. Kate McGrew, a sex worker and activist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.